coming. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space.
Pain in the Morning, July 30th, one more day left in the month, and then we move on to August, and whatever August has in store for us, we hope it's better than July. Thursday, almost to the weekend as well. That's all I have to say. Take care and God bless. Born to be on house arrest. Locked down in the house all day. But I got no ankle bracelet. Born to be on home confinement. Yeah. I was just tweeting, right? Let me pull it up here because I want to get it right. I said, born to be locked up in your house. You have to laugh at it at this point. I was tweeting about every time Trump promotes masks and vaccines from Gates, that his base gets angrier and angrier. And I just wanted to put that out there to see what happens. And it looks like it was deleted anyhow. So I don't know why they would delete that, but that's a very interesting. Where is it? It's gone. Anyway, I'll look into that later. So I said, did they take that down? You know, you never can tell. Half the stuff, you have to go back and check to see if they whacked it. Here it is. I just don't know why it's not there. Well, retweet it. Stick it right up your ass. How you like that? Put that in your hat. Yeah, the base gets angry when that happens, and people are saying, trust the plan. It's not part of a plan, folks. There's no plan. If it's the plan, it's the worst plan ever, okay? I can't break through to you folks, the plan folks. Trust the government. Trust what you're being told. That's what they're saying in response. I just threw it out there. I didn't know that there were this many cement heads out there. They need to listen to me. Perhaps some of my shows to understand what's going on. My canned response is, so we should trust the same government that has you quarantined for months, the same government that said it would only be 15 days, the same government under Obama that people swore they'd never trust. It's all the same people in D.C., folks. Nobody's left. There's a handful of new people. You're locked on house arrest, and you still trust the government. You can't break through to these people who think this is some kind of a game. It's a game, all right. It's way over the heads of most people. It's a sick game. But it doesn't come out in your favor. This is rigged against you. You don't win this game. You're a loser in this game, just like I am. That's what I'm trying to point out. There's a game and there's a plan. It has nothing to do with you winning or benefiting or prospering. If you haven't figured that out by now, you got to take a look around, folks. Shout out to the people on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit, watching the video podcast of this. We appreciate your support. We appreciate also your input on those forums that we have on there, the comments and things like that. Like I said, I do read these things. I don't always get to comment on them. This week I've been particularly swamped. We worked hard. I worked hard last night, man. I don't know what time I maybe went to bed at 5:30, 6:30 in the morning. Woke up. Said, well, got to go right back at it. It's crunch time, folks, in our country. You know, it's crunch time. We appreciate the people on those, the patronage on those platforms that benefit us directly, because we're not, as I said it before, we're not underwritten by millionaires and billionaires, just regular folks who want to hear, see, read, feel, smell the truth, touch the truth. That's what we try to do here. We had a good podcast, episode 34, dropped yesterday. Check that out. But we are on to a new podcast, and here we go. CDC director says threat of suicide, drugs, flu to youth are far greater than COVID-19. No shit. Really? This is Clapton. I'm torn down. I'm tore down. Every time I read something from the CDC, it bickers and contradicts what I read from the CDC yesterday. I'm tore down. I almost level with the ground. I mean, it literally just, what is going on? Oh, you have to wear masks. Oh, no, you don't have to wear masks. Into the river to jump in. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the river and jump in. Wear masks. A day later, don't wear masks. And don't touch things, because the virus is on the ground. 2 days later, it's okay to touch things. The virus is on the ground. No wonder people are going to... No wonder there's a threat of suicide, drugs, and flu. The government. Trust your government. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Don't bring that crap to my pages anywhere. Trust the government. I'm going to play this song and that's going to be the whole show. During a Buck Institute webinar streamed on July 14th, Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Robert, I like to falsify AIDS vaccine research, Redfield, promoted the general reopening of schools, highlighting the low coronavirus risk for children without pre-existing conditions and the unfortunate spike in suicides and drug overdoses, which Redfield said are far greater in number than COVID-linked deaths in the young. But let's keep promoting it so more people can kill themselves. It's insane. If it's far greater, why would you keep promoting this bullshit, this scheme? The kids are going to have to wear masks now and shields in class? Isn't that a far greater risk to their health if they're not susceptible to COVID-19? Yes, true. I'm on the point of view, and I weigh that equation as an individual that has 11 grandchildren, that the greater risk is actually to the nation to keep these schools closed, he continued. But keep them open. Kids will have to wear a diaper on their face. That makes a lot of sense. I just don't. It's like I said, I'm tore down. Even in this story, there's contradictions and nonsense. Redfield said that over 7 million children get mental health services from their school. A lot of people get food and nutrition in schools, and added that schools are vital in terms of mandatory reporting sexual and child abuse. Anything, they'll talk about anything but the masks. Obviously, the socialization is important, he said. And obviously, for some kids, I think actually a majority of kids, they're learning in a face-to-face school is the most effective method of teaching. Unless you cover their head with a dry cleaning bag and a cotton sack and a welding mask. Speaking of the risks of the China-originated coronavirus to children, Redfield said data shows the flu is some 5 to 10 times more deadly, adding that the odds of a child dying of COVID-linked death is 1 in 1 million. So it's 1 in 1 million. What's that song? 1 in 1 million. Yeah, Redfield. It's 1 in 1 million, but you're going to close the schools down and put a hostage sack over everybody's head. When we look at right now the mortality of this particular COVID virus in the first almost 218,000 people we looked at February to July, there were 52 individuals under the age of 18, and if I recollect, about 35 were actually school age. Some of them were younger than school age. We're looking critically at those individuals, and you know, clearly there's an increase in comorbidities related to significant medical conditions. It's like listening to a... You know what it's like listening to with this guy? The 10 seconds of legalese on a pharmaceutical commercial on television, then they pack in to the last, like, 10 seconds, but it's like 40 seconds worth of text. It's like, can cause diarrhea, headaches, vomiting, internal bleeding. But I think it's important because... what this means actually is that the risk per 100,000 so far, you know, in the outbreak 6 months into it is in fact what we're looking at, 0.1 per 100,000. So another way to say that is 1 in 1 million, Redfield said in reference to the death rate among children. 1 in 1 million. Who sang that song? Larry Graham? 1 in 1 million, you or 1 in 1 million? Hold on. We need a little background music for this incredible, dangerous situation to children. So your chances of getting your ass whooped by a nun in Catholic school, at least where I came from, was a lot worse than it is from dying from this thing. Turn the lights down, spend a romantic night with CDC Director Robert Redfield. Yeah. He kind of looks like Colonel Sanders, but... or some Amish guy that makes fireplaces. But he's in charge of your health. So Redfield said in reference to the death rate among children, it's 1 in 1 million. Now, I'm not trying to belittle that, but I'm just trying to make sure we look at it proportionally. Because if you do the same thing for an influenza death for school-age children over the last 5 years, they're anywhere from 5 to 10 times greater. So kids have a chance of dying 5 to 10 times more than COVID-19. That's great. How come we didn't lock the schools down during flu season? This is a scam. It's from KTEL. Order. Order Robert Redfield's new album on KTEL. Win a dream date with Robert Redfield. But there has been another cost that we've seen, particularly in high schools, he said. We're seeing, sadly, far greater suicides now than we have are from deaths from COVID. We're seeing far greater deaths from drug overdose that are above excess. And we had as background that we are seeing the deaths from COVID. What is going on inside the CDC? Does anybody know? No, nobody knows. Even this guy Redfield, they change their fucking tune every day. Now you're telling me that kids have a 5 to 10 times better chance of dying from the flu in school than they do from COVID-19, but you're closing. Whoa, I'm sorry. Sing it, Robert. Sing it, you Amish son of a bitch. Yeah. It's just, you can't even. Thanks to Larry Graham there. Just a little impromptu song that we didn't have picked out. But hey, you know, sometimes you got to go with the work on the fly. Bing, bang, boom. Now I lost my place, but that's okay. One fucking asshole after another. This is my new song. Coming out with a new album, my COVID-19 album. That's going to be big. Making a mixtape. Vaccine developer says people must wear masks and socially distance even after the vaccine is available. Oh, that's good. Maybe we can just wear a, like I said, sacks on our head. Cut out the eyes. Everybody, we can wear name tags. Cover your whole face up and wear name tags. We're going to go with Chain of Fools, I think, maybe. Let's see what the next thing is. Hey, you know what? I'm going to go with something stronger. It's getting down to the point where Chain of Fools, we might play that later, but you're going to fucking keep pushing people around. I'm rooting for this. I got your vaccine and your fucking mask right here. Say you want a revolution. A vaccine developer at the Baylor College of Medicine told Business Insider that people should not expect an immediate return to normal life once a vaccine is available, especially if you don't take one. While a vaccine may significantly reduce the risk of serious disease from the novel coronavirus, social distancing and face masks may still be part of life, said vaccine developer Maria Elena Batazzi. She might be from the neighborhood. Maria Elena, get in here. We got spaghetti tonight. Get your brothers. Tell them to get in. Here's what I understand. If you have a quote-unquote pandemic and 99.85% of the people are not in danger of dying from it or recovering from it, why do we need a vaccine? Just curious. We don't. Of course, everybody knows the answer, except for the people who trust the government. It's a plan. Trust these guys. They're going to show you, man. There's a big ending. The White House will pull a tablecloth out from a table, and everything will still be there, except your life. Your civil rights, they're going to fall on the floor. Everything else will be there. All the big companies will still be on the table. It's fucking magic. Call Doug Hennings. Rest in peace. His spirit lives on in Washington, though. They're trying to pull fucking magic tricks. It's like the Winter Warlock. He's got a fucking candle stub and some reindeer pellets. Maria Elena Batazzi says they automatically are going to say, oh, great, I'm just going to get my little vaccine and I can go back and do exactly the things I was doing last year, Batazzi told Business Insider. That is absolutely not true. As they would say in The Sopranos, oh, wait a minute. I say it all over North Jersey. Ideally, Batazzi said a vaccine would give sterilizing immunity, meaning it would totally prevent people from becoming infected. Many vaccines don't reach the level of effectiveness, however, and only reduce the chance of developing severe symptoms of a particular disease. Just like the flu vaccine, that works, right? Just get 3 or 4 a fucking year. You'd be better off drinking fucking Schlitz malt liquor. Vaccines improve over time, which means the first version of the COVID-19 vaccine that is made available to the public might not be 100% effective. Oh, well, it's a good fucking thing we're rushing it out. Good thing we're rushing to put it out. That's a good way to thin the herd. I want to cue up the One in a Million song. Redfield's One in a Million. Yeah. Oh. So if the first vaccine is not 100% effective, why would you take it? Why would you take it? What the fuck? Wait. And all these have side effects. You don't understand. I think, oh, yeah, I just got a shot of water on my arm. So they have side effects. So if it's not effective against COVID-19, what are the side effects? One of the big side effects I've been reading are massive headaches, migraines. So if you never had those before, you know, I need to take something. Well, there's a 1% chance I could die if I get a virus. So I need to take some vaccine so I could get more side effects. Maybe I can get paralyzed. Yeah. Sign me up. I want to be incapacitated, goddammit. I'm tired of work. So why would you get the goddamn vaccine? This is like a parent trying to talk to his teenager right now. It's like you can't break through. You can't break through to people, right? You're trying to tell the teenager, look, I know more than you do. This is not the way to go. Yeah, but dad. Yeah, but dad. You don't understand. Dad. How many people have been there, right? Or mom. You don't understand what you're talking about. Okay. Moderna's vaccine, which is entering phase 3 of trials, is aiming to demonstrate a 60% effectiveness. Yeah, right. Do people know that for a vaccine to pass a clinical trial, it only has to be 30% effective? For it to jump from trial for phase 1 to phase 2 to phase 3, it only has to work in 30% of the cases. You know what the nuns would say or the priests would say in school? If you got a test back and it said 30, there would be a fucking thing on there. See me after in like red, right? You go up and you're like, yeah, what's going on? You pulled a 30. You pulled a fucking school zone speed limit on this test. What is wrong with you? I'm sorry. You're pulling a 30 in this class. You're supposed to get 100. Hello? This isn't the fucking metric system, pal. This is Philly. So in Big Pharma, all you got to pull is a 30 to get it approved by the FDA. By the way, the FDA, half the FDA's budget to grease everybody working for this fucking corrupt hellhole, this cartel, pharma cartel. Half of the FDA's budget is paid by pharmaceutical companies, not you, not the government. How does that make any fucking sense? You understand this is a corrupt orgy going on at your expense. Now they're going to shoot battery acid into your arm, into your loved one's arm, and say, oh, well, we told you it was 100% effective. The fuck are you doing releasing something that's not 100% effective? Or at least give me a 75. That's a C in school or in college. I hung out with a lot of C students. Hell, when I first joined my fraternity, I was a C and D student and I loved it. Right? They're not bad people. They just make bad decisions, these guys. Give me at least a C fucking student. who's been maybe up drinking all night, but he's trying to cram for a test. Give me a C, not a fucking 30. Come on. Just think about that. Moderna's vaccine, which now is entering phase 3, in like a couple weeks, it entered phase 3. And they're not testing it on animals. They're testing it on people. This is like fucking Frankenstein's down in Philly. Moderna's down in Philly. There's like a bunch of Frankensteins walking around down there. You usually have to test these things on animals. FDA said, nah, nah, don't worry about it. Ah, animals. That's cruel. There's a lot of idiots in Philly. Let's test it on these guys. People sign up. They're like, signing up. Where do I sign up? Fucking droids. So Moderna is going for a 60% effectiveness. Guess what happens in school if you pull a 60? You keep coming home with 30s and 60s? You get lit up like a Christmas tree. Right? Your parents are waterboarding you on a Saturday. You wake up, you think, oh yeah, I got a lot of stuff to do today. I got to go to practice. I got to do this. Surprise, it's fucking bedroom Gitmo. You get waterboarded. 30s and 60s. And now you're going to put this stuff in our arm. What the fuck is wrong with this country? Bobby Kennedy Jr. is right about this shit. May not like his politics, okay, but he's right about this. Moderna CEO Stephanie Bansal said that if the vaccine reaches 90% effectiveness, then people can safely stop wearing masks. If the fucking threshold is 30% for these people to pump this out and make money, why would they improve it to 90%? Why not make the level from the FDA, it has to be 90% effectiveness before it gets approval to become an actual vaccine? You think these guys are going to go back, research and development, and make 90% effective? They don't care. There's no liability. There's no liability. They can kill as many people as they want. You can't sue them. They're exempt by federal law. Federal law. Okay? I think it was 1986. You can't sue vaccine companies unless you can prove that they knew that it was dangerous beforehand. They're pulling a 30. This is a good comparison. The guy pulls a 30 in class. 30 all the time. He just doesn't fucking get it. Let's say it's high school, right? He's not even drinking yet. He's not even getting all smoked up like a fucking, you know, like a hickory farm sausage. The guy comes in all smoked up the next day. Let's say it's high school. A kid's pulling a 30. All of a sudden, he starts pulling a 90? No, it doesn't work that way, right? It's all bullshit. So if it reaches 90% effectiveness, people can safely stop wearing masks. Unless they have a high-risk health conditions, in which case they need to continue wearing them. This is all bullshit. The moment you get a vaccine doesn't mean you're going to put the mask in the trash, Bertozzi told Business Insider. This is not going to happen. I hope people don't think that it's going to be the magic solution for all. You know what, Bertozzi? You and your brothers from the neighborhood, you didn't get it. You were probably like the brown nosers in school trying to kiss all the teachers' asses while we were plotting how to destroy them. I don't have to worry about it. My mask is already in the fucking trash. See, that's the difference. Fauci and his gang of bums has pitched vaccines as a sort of silver bullet, right? Now they're lying to you again. 15 days. Remember 15 days? We need to shut things down for 15 days or everybody's going to fucking die. This is me. I've been here 40 years doing this. I'm the most trusted doctor in the entire world, even bigger than Dr. Pepper and Dr. Scholl's. 15 days, this fucking liar said, right? They came out of the White House, too. The director of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Fauci, and his gang of idiots. It's been, what, 5 months going on 6 months? Right? What happened there? Now they're saying, don't worry about it. Get the fucking mask. It's all good to go. You get the vaccine, you're good to go. Now they're saying, no, vaccine is just, you're still going to have to act like, you're just going to walk around with a diaper on your face. They lie nonstop. It's a big fucking operation. This next story, there's a video sent. There's a video as part of the story. So when you read it on True Pundit, you'll see the video and links to the video. I play it here, but I'm just not really in the fucking mood, to be honest with you, jump around like a fool on a wire here. It's been a busy week, and I might be a little cranky tonight. I don't know. You know what? I like being cranky. People around me don't like when I'm cranky, but I like having an edge. Is anybody out there the same way? I've had it since I was a kid. I don't see it as cranky. It's just my DNA. I don't like when people keep fucking up my country. I don't like it. I don't like it. And this is all I can do is talk to you about it and try to, like, maybe light a spark under your behind. And maybe you guys have a set of skills or you have talents that you can do something about it. Somebody asked me, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? I don't fucking know. My job to point these things out in journalism and to talk about them. Everybody can do something. Everybody can play a part. It's a personal decision. At some point, you might be pushed into it and they keep messing with you. Headline, next time you're called a crank or a flat earther on concerns about a rushed coronavirus vaccine, show them this. All right, we'll play Chain of Fools here. I love this song, Aretha Franklin. I'll take a little drink. Give me a couple seconds. Aretha Franklin, rest in peace. Didn't she just pass away? If she didn't, I feel really bad about saying that, but I'm pretty sure she did. I'm sure she died of coronavirus. I'm joking. I'm sure they have it listed as that. A number of U.S. universities will enforce mandatory COVID-19 tests for all students wishing to return to campus. This is what I'm talking about. Through the fall semester, with some lately announcing that this will be at a rate of 2 nasal swabs per week. Why don't you fucking people who are charging $50K, $60K, $70K a year for people to go to your crappy college, and they're all crappy, don't kid yourself, unless you're like going to medical school or something like that where you actually need a degree. Why don't you guys run the tests? In many parts of the country, cities and counties currently have mask laws requiring them in public spaces. Given that over the past months, the race has been on to develop a fast-track coronavirus vaccine, the logical next step would be that students and employees provide proof they've received a vaccine before returning to work or school. This is where this is going. Got to make sure you got chipped. And be a good little robot. Show your papers. Go down to the depot to get your fucking oil changed. Make sure you get the communist 10WC. C weight. Communist weight. Should get your proper oil if you're going to be a good little robot. Maybe you can get your circuit board changed too.
This one is too angry. Report to the Depot 6, please. We must change circuits. Danger, danger.
This is what we're talking about. Get your vaccine so you can go out to school, right? How about this? How about I just don't go to your stupid school because there's not going to be a fucking job to get when I'm done. And I get out, I got all this debt. I got battery acid running through my arms. I might have a couple chips in my blood supply, in my blood vessels, a couple Bill Gates-style chips, and no job to show for it. So how about you take your job? It's my fucking Johnny paycheck at.
Take this job and shove it.
I ain't going to school here no more. Tired of paying tuition for all you greedy whores. Take this college and shove it.
I ain't working here no more.
Fucking Johnny Paycheck their ass. That's my fault. These people. Who are these people to tell you what to do? These college goons. Naturally, the idea of fast-tracking this process also amid a deeply politically charged climate has people concerned, and they should be. If Bill Gates' latest appearance on CBS is any indicator of where things stand. Maybe I'm in the minority. I don't know. Maybe I like having what's left of my civil liberties. Maybe I like the fact that nobody can pump fucking acid into my arms, my neck, right? Maybe I like the fact that I don't have any circuit boards inside my body, that I'm able to have freedom to choose. This is the big thing, right? If you had freedom as a kid growing up, you want your kids to have it. You want your grandkids to have it. You don't want to see that. Once you see it, you're never going to get it back. All you folks out there talking tough about, I'm not going to get the vaccine, are you really not going to get it? Or will you bend? See, that's separates the men from the boys. No offense to the women. I'm going to say from the women from the girls, too. When the chips are down, will you stand by your convictions? Or will you fold to pressure? That's a decision you're going to have to make. But if you do, don't go on social media and other places and beat your chest about not taking the vaccine. Don't be a phony. Don't be a phony. So maybe I'm in the minority. Saying this is bad not to wear a mask, no vaccine, maybe I am. But that's just the way I am. I'm old school. I think there's a lot of people out there that agree with me. Obviously, there's a lot of people listening. This is not the pro-mask, pro-vaccine crowd we're talking to. A British, I was rudely interrupted by Johnny Paycheck. A British veteran journalist, Neil Clark, has had this reaction to the Bill Gates interview, which came days ago. When anyone tries to gaslight you by calling you a crank, a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, or a flat earther for having perfectly legitimate and sensible concerns over a rush-through coronavirus vaccine and its side effects, you just send them this. I guess it's the video. You have to go to the video. I'd play it on here, but even the mainstream media correspondent giving the interview appeared momentarily exasperated and incredulous that Bill Gates shrugged off credible reports of side effects as ultimately no big deal.
I do not suffer side effects. I am a cyborg.
When the anchor pressed him again on the safety of the vaccine, his answer appeared to be simply, trust us. Trust us. This is what I talked about at the top of the show. Trust fucking no one, but verify. We verified this fucking maniac. He's a psychopath, a narcissist, and a megalomaniac. I'm damn proud of myself with my Rutgers education to even be able to pronounce and know those three words. It's easy to learn those when most of your professors suffer from the same symptoms and side effects. This guy's crazy. It's crazy. You think he's going to take this vaccine? Fuck out of here. Side effects from the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. Well, let's look at some of these. Hopefully they're in here. After a second dose of at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect ranging from severe chills to fevers. Yeah, but they're going to make it 90% efficacy, right?
If we make it 90% efficacy, you could take your masks off.
How about I don't take your shitty vaccine at all? Then I don't have fucking severe chills and fevers. How about I do that? And you take your vaccine and shove it right up your ass where it belongs. The story isn't over. I just want to pick out more music. I like having music in the background because it makes me feel like I'm not alone on an island like the professor on Gilligan's Island out here. I'm trying to figure out where the hell my place is. The FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that, Gates said, addressing the issue of possible side effects. Yeah, the FDA really cares. 30% efficacy, the FDA is really. So you can poison 7 people out of 10, but Gates, the FDA is going to be on top of it. Play a little Isaac Hayes theme from Shaft, because guess what? We're getting the fucking Shaft. The FDA is the
gold standard of regulators. Because they make a lot of gold from the pharmaceutical companies. That's why we call them the gold standard. They're making a lot of gold, a lot of bank. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. Thank God that Gates is deciding what's appropriate and what's not. After all, remember when he ran for office? That was a crazy campaign. Never fucking happened, pipsqueak. Gates even goes on to candidly acknowledge the likelihood of side effects from the vaccine, which he admitted would improve over time. You go first, fucking pencil neck. You go first. We're right behind you. Fucking breadstick. Perhaps the most alarming moment in the CBS interview came when Gates bluntly admitted that current testing of the most promising high dosage vaccines are resulting in terrible side effects. Some of that is not dramatic, where it's just super painful, but yes. Oh. Still big deal, it's just pain. This guy, right? What's he know about pain? The only fights he's been in is with a head cold. I tell you, this guy's insane. And anybody that backs him in government are insane. It's going to come down. It's going to be dark days ahead for this country, folks, by giving this guy a fucking platform at all. Why does he have any platform? He has no medical degree. He doesn't even have a college degree, does he? I have more of a fucking degree than he has. Why is this guy telling us how to live, what to do, what they're going to pump into our bodies? Who the fuck is this guy? And why is the White House propping this guy up? I don't get it. I don't get it. You know what we're all getting? We're getting Shaft. Damn right we're getting Shaft. Oh, my God. Shaft! Who's going to pump battery acid in your arm? Gates! Yeah, I mean, you can't even. I have to have some fun and laugh with it because it helps me, like, process it. Maybe I'm. We've been doing this since grade school, busting balls and laughing at people, so. Continue to do it. It works, and it's an effective coping tool. Like nothing we've ever seen, in quotes, imminent eviction wave is coming to these states. Well, I talked about this months ago. If you've been listening to me for a while, you understand that I've talked about this for some time. This is madness. Literally, the band. Our house. Remember this song? In the middle of the street? That's where your fucking house is going to be for a lot of people, in the middle of the street. Cardboard box. Thanks to... Oh, it's only 15 days.
Next thing you know, you got a tin cup. You're wearing gloves with the fingers cut out. And you got a Sharpie and you're writing on a fucking cardboard box. You're just mumbling to yourself as you rummage through dumpsters looking for a fishbone. 15 days, huh? They said 15 days. our box in the middle of the street. The eviction moratorium expired last Friday, nearly 4 months after the U.S. economy effectively shut down due to the COVID pandemic. And more than 12 million renters, all behind on rent payments because of the virus-induced recession, are now at imminent risk of getting booted to the curb. This Friday, some 25 million Americans will no longer receive their weekly $600 federal unemployment checks. And the next round of government handouts, currently discussed by Republicans and Democrats, could see benefits slashed from $600 to $200, or be nothing at all if a deal is not reached by Congress. How much money are we going to give out? I'm just curious when it's going to stop. Our country in the middle of the street. In late July, more than 31 Americans collected unemployment benefits of some form. The economic recovery reversed in late June. It's not a recovery if you keep getting fucking handouts. It's not called a recovery. I love how these people use these terms, these business writers. It's a recovery. Yeah, sure. It's nothing like we've ever seen, said John Pollock, coordinator of the National Coalition for a Civil Right to Counsel. In 2016, there were 2.3 million evictions, Pollock said. There could be that many evictions in August alone, he said. On Sunday, food bank lines reemerged as people's benefits ran out. Does that sound like a recovery? The number of jobless Americans is staggering and downright depressionary, suggesting no labor market recovery this year or next. But be careful when politicians tout the incredible month of jobs improvements we've had. We've lost millions of jobs. Like,
now we gained 1.5 million jobs this month. Incredible.
It's like someone mugging you on the street, taking $60 from you. Here's $1.50 for fucking bus fare, hero. Get out of here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking all my money.
It's literally going to be where your house is. Still going with this story. Be a little background music. You know what? We'll go back with Larry Graham. So funny. The analysis is based on household pulse data from mid-July, and it found that some states will be hit harder than others. For example, West Virginia is estimated to have the highest share of renter households facing eviction at close to 60%. Tennessee, Minnesota, Mississippi, Florida, and Louisiana are all among the states set to be the worst impacted, with shares at 50% or higher. Elsewhere, Vermont is the state where renters will be at the lowest risk of eviction, though 22% of them will potentially lose their homes over the course of this crisis. Of course, unfortunately, we know that Ghislaine Maxwell sadly lost her house in New Hampshire. I'm sure there's a GoFundMe out there, sponsored by the Clintons. Over 40% of U.S. renters are now at risk of eviction. If you listen to me, I said this 4 months ago, that August and September would be a disaster right before the election. And this might be by design, but this is reality nonetheless. The estimated share of renter households facing a rental shortfall and potential eviction. Wow. This gives a state breakdown of every state. Yeah, your risk of eviction of U.S. renters. Let's pick a state. Connecticut, 41% chance of getting kicked out on the street. Jersey, 44%. Let's look at, yeah, let's break this down. Pennsylvania, 40%. New York, 46%. Wow. So it ranges pretty much from third to the 30s to the 50%. Mississippi, 55%. Louisiana, 50%. West Virginia, 59%. Tennessee, 58%. Texas, 48%. California, 37%. The big losers there obviously are Mississippi, Louisiana, and West Virginia, I think, is the highest, obviously. In Minnesota, 55%. Well, all those people that got their houses burned down in Minneapolis. Florida, 51%. So look on the story on True Pundit in the link under the renters. I think that's from Zero Hedge. Or head over there and check it out on their site. And you'll see what we're talking about. One little Fauci screwing up your life. Yeah. Sing it. Everybody knows the words. Headline, Sweden defeated the coronavirus without a lockdown. Now its companies are reaping the benefits.
15 days. Everybody lock it down for 15. I meant 15 months. No, 15 years. That's what we're going to do. I'm sorry. I always get my months and days mixed up in years. It's really actually 15 months.
That's what it's going to come down to. Or a lot of the people I talked to in Florida on our road trip said, this thing will be over one way or another, no matter who wins the day after the election. Who are we kidding? We all know it's a scam. These were people on both sides of the aisle. Politically, they were saying this. Okay, our Sweden song. Well, we'll play a little Sheryl Crow. Every day's a winding road, especially if you've been to Sweden. Progressive critics of the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic like to point to Sweden and portray the Nordic country's decision to forego lockdowns as a travesty motivated by greed. But although Sweden's COVID-19 czar has admitted that he would have changed certain elements of the country's response if he could go back in time, the country's decision to skip lockdowns and keep the country relatively open has paid off. Even if Sweden does have a significantly higher mortality rate than its neighbors, though still lower than all the worst-hit Western European countries. Sweden's death-to-infection ratio is relatively high, a reflection of a series of early outbreaks in managed care homes that led to widespread fatalities. I'm mumbling now. I need a break. Drink. Excuse me. In Spanish classes say, please go back and start at the beginning. Thank you. Sweden's death to infection ratio is relatively high, a reflection of a series of early outbreaks in managed care homes that led to widespread fatalities among their elderly and vulnerable residents. There's some charts here too. Do you like charts? There's plenty of charts. In Sweden, as Q2 earnings season enters one of its most consequential weeks in the U.S., too. Financial Times pointed out in a piece published earlier that Sweden's biggest companies have beaten analysts' expectations across the board. It was supposed to be a terrible start to the summer as a debate rages in Sweden over whether it's lighter touch approach to managing coronavirus has been the correct course. Most European analysts were braced for dreadful quarterly earnings from the Scandinavian country during the height of the pandemic, but every day for the past 2 weeks, one Swedish company after another has beaten expectations. From telecom equipment maker Ericsson to consumer appliance manufacturer Electrolux via lender Handelsbanken and lockmaker Assa Abloy. They put the ass in lockmaking. Swedish companies have delivered profits well above what the market is expecting.
You say he called us ass? Get the lawyers on the phone. No one calls us ass. We show him.
Even if some cases that merely meant a less precipitous decline than analysts had feared. I've never seen such a high proportion of companies coming in with better profits than expected. It's almost every company, said Elvesborn Lundenvall, chief equity strategist at Lender SEB. The bumper crop begs the question of how many of the positive surprises are due to Sweden's more controversial approach to managing coronavirus. Unlike the rest of Europe and North America, that's us, folks, if you don't know what country you're in. I've been on Twitter. It's not a stretch. So they're comparing it, Sweden, to the countries that had a lockdown and kept schools closed and many shops closed as well. A public health experiment in Sweden that kept those open, schools open, businesses open, shops open, has attracted global scrutiny and drawn both praise and censure. Keeping society open, schools open, doesn't mean that we haven't been hit. But it does mean that we haven't suddenly not been able to leave our homes. That has undoubtedly helped companies. Yeah, usually when you can leave your house, it's a pretty good indication that you might be spending money or going to work. Well, there's always Sweden. I guess. I mean, it's getting to that point. Start shopping for a new country before they're done with our asses over here. While all boats appear to be rising in Sweden's COVID-19 resistant economy, bolstered by what experts described as a psychological disposition among Swedes, not to fear things like going to work or school or to a restaurant or some virus that doesn't kill you, some industries have benefited more than others. There's a split, analysts say, between companies, between domestically focused Swedish companies like retail banks, while the country's manufacturers like Volvo are struggling with higher levels of uncertainty due to the global outlook. Well, who's driving a car during a pandemic in the U.S. when you're locked in your house? I don't think there's too many people driving a car. Where are we at? Are we really at an hour? No, that can't be right. That time is off. Time is off. Has China's military new headline? Has China's military, how many times am I going to say those three words? That's the one my kids would say. Dad, how many times are you going to say has China's military in 30 seconds? Please stop it. Has China's military deeply infiltrated U.S. medical research? You bet your ass. It's a widely accepted fact that China has stolen U.S. intellectual property worth billions of dollars. What the fuck has the FBI done about it? That's not in the story. I threw that in. The U.S. government recently ordered the closure of the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, which Senator Little Marco Rubio, described as a central node of the Communist Party's vast network of spies and influence operations in the United States. Hey, maybe they were working with the Houston Astros. I'm just saying. Coincidence? Google it, folks. At virtually the same time, the U.S. Department of Justice indicted two Chinese nationals for seeking to steal COVID-19 vaccine research and hacking hundreds of companies in the United States and abroad, including defense contractors. Now, John Tang, 37, who had been visiting cancer researcher at the University of California Davis School of Medicine for several months, has been arrested by the FBI after hiding in the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. She is one of four Chinese researchers charged by federal authorities in recent days with lying about their background to gain entrance into the United States. That's all you could come up with? All that spying stuff seems like it could be a more interesting charge than lying. I think you guys spelled spying wrong in the indictment. Not lying, should be spying. Federal criminal complaint filed in court in Sacramento charges Wan Tang with lying about her connections to the Chinese military when she applied for a non-immigrant visa in 2019. FBI criminal complaint shows Tang in Chinese military uniforms, and her scientific affiliations are listed as a National Translational Science Center for Molecular Medicine and How are you supposed to put a fucking LinkedIn bio together with all these goddamn words? Abbreviate that place. It's got 12 names, for fuck's sake. This is the United States. What are these spies learning their tradecraft? According to Andy Fell, a spokesman for the University of California. Well, let me guess.
We had no idea she was a spy. That's the weirdest thing.
I'm not even going to read it because that's what it's always about.
She was a really great person, and she was quiet, and we had no idea that she was a communist spy. That's the weirdest thing. Yeah, we're looking into it.
Her research was funded by the Chinese Scholarship Council, a study-based exchange program affiliated with the Chinese Ministries of Education. Might be pretty good. Be pretty good indication out there. University of California, Davis.
Now, we didn't know she was a spy, but she was paid by the Chinese military, Ministry of Education.
Yes, but why the University of California, Davis? It's because Jean Jing Li, whatever happened to John Smith, Margaret Jones, Jing Jing Li, who received his MD degree in 1984 from China's fourth military medical university in Xi'an, is a professor in the Department of Radiation Oncology at the University of California, Davis School of Medicine. And like Tang's position in China's National Translational Science Center for Molecular Medicine, Dr. Li is director of translational research at the University of California, Davis. Ooh. Are you... FBI, are you two somehow related to each other? Or? It's just crickets coming from the interrogation. We don't know what's going on. Somebody called the Orkin Man in it. Dr. Li received a PhD in 1994 from the Department of Radiation and Free Radical Biology, University of Iowa. As these guys come over here, they're spies. And the university's like, yeah, come on in. We need more spies. And you guys, you spies think you can get us some money? We need to boost up our endowment. Yeah, we don't care if you steal stuff. It's cool. Everybody does it here. Don't worry about it. Even the students cheat. You can cheat, too. It's great. McDonald's? No, McDonald's is probably better than Burger King. Yeah. Don't go to Burger King.
No Burger King?
Go to McDonald's.
This guy. They train him in the U.S., then they move him around, and then guess what happens? Just like our friend, Dr. Lieber, at Harvard. They recruit all these Chinese graduate students, in quotes, and they are members of the Chinese military, but it's insane. Over many years, Dr. Li has maintained extensive collaboration with scientists in China, some of whom work at the 4th Military Medical University. It seems highly unlikely that Dr. Li did not know that Tang's affiliation with China's 4th Military Medical University. I'm sure this guy's singing like a canary. The arrests of the four Chinese nationals mentioned in this article represent only a tiny portion of the Chinese students, postdoctoral researchers, and full-time medical scientists, many of whom are supported by U.S. taxpayer dollars, and may be actively assisting China's military obtain U.S. secrets and proprietary information, medical research being the softest of the soft espionage targets. There's no doubt. I don't know when it was. I guess I can look it up here. We did a podcast on this and broke a lot of ground on this. On Harvard. my friends in the, well, you have to look it up. I'm not going to look it up. It's in there somewhere. One of the main podcasts. I think it was maybe 20 or podcast 20 or podcast 25 or something like that. Of the Big Wednesday podcast. We broke this open. The Fed's talking about Harvard with Lieber and same kind of stuff. Same roadmap. They all use the same roadmap. They grease the hell out of these colleges with money, the Chinese. It's a massive problem. The FBI has done nothing for years. This has gone on since the Clinton administration in the 1990s. How bad of an infestation of spies do you think we have at this point? The FBI sat around on their ass chasing white supremacists that don't exist. Well, there's like 200 white supremacists in the country. They move around to every city. It's a problem. There's thousands of Chinese spies in universities. The FBI. Don't worry, though. They're going to get a brand new $1.75 billion headquarters. So don't worry. They're going to be taken care of. It wouldn't be cheaper to build a prison, a federal prison. They can just work out of there. Special thanks to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit for your patronage. We have the Pain of the Morning video podcast on there. You can watch me come unglued on a daily basis. And we appreciate your support. And we will see you again tomorrow to round out the week and the month. The last day of the week and the last day of the month. Incredible. It's going to be wild. And shut up. So as I say at the end of every show, take care. God bless.
Of your precious love satisfy my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the school. Some of them cry about it. Some of them die.